Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 everyone. It's a beautiful day today, broadcasting from Jamaica in the Caribbean, the only place to be. This is your favorite girl, Corinne Lafont, your favorite host, coming to you with a wonderful topic today. I'm sure everybody should be listening to this. I know I am. Well, I'm the host. I have no choice. But hey, even if I was, I would be listening. This is a really fantastic topic, and I have a wonderful guest with me. Her name is Jennifer Martin. I wonder if she's married to Chris Martin. Okay, so Jennifer Martin, she is a published author, guest speaker, and owner of Zest Business Consulting. She helps small business owners, managers, and leaders around the world grow their businesses and take back their own so that they can personally take more vacations. Yes, she's speaking to me. Spend more time with the family. Yes, she's speaking to me. And friends, and have more fun and balanced lives and a financially profitable business. I mean, can we get all of that? Isn't that too much to ask for? We're going to find out more about that. But let's continue. Jennifer helps her clients learn how to get more of what they want using the tools, techniques, and systems she has used as a business owner herself and through her work with hundreds of business owners over the last 15 years. I mean, that's my age. Jennifer's most recent addition is her Mission Accomplished Accountability Groups, created to help people get things done and move closer to their goals. Welcome, Jennifer, to Between the Lines, Empowering Network.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I just know we're going to have good time today.
Yes, well, the first thing we're going to start off with is you promising me and the listeners on the show that we can have everything we want, a financially profitable business, spending more time with friends, family, be able to take more vacation, a balanced life. I mean, what is all that about?
Well, you know, I haven't met a business owner where that wasn't possible. The question is, are you willing to do what it takes to make that happen? And a lot
Very
of times
good question.
Yeah.
I want to stop you there because that is exactly the point. Are they willing to do what it takes to get there?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead now, Jennifer.
Sure. Yeah. So a lot of my clients come to me because they're overwhelmed. They're frustrated. Some of them haven't taken vacations in, you know, 2 or 3 or 10 years. And
wow.
They feel like they're just on the hamster wheel. They have to run, because if they stop working so much and so fast and so intently, they're afraid that they're going to lose money or something's going to happen. And what I find is that there's so many things that are on our to-do list that actually don't have to be done. We just think that
no,
they do.
No, Jennifer. This is the never-ending to-do list, okay? I was just doing my to-do list, and I have several to-do lists, okay? I have to add S's at the end. And I'm like, damn, you feel good when you start to tick off or delete or cross out certain things on the to-do list. But, my God, it keeps adding. Why do we have such a fantastic... Let me make it sound nice. Fantastic to-do list. Why? And you're telling me that we don't have to do all of them. We have to do all of them.
Doesn't it feel that way? I mean, it feels like if I don't do this, then I won't get that. And if I don't do this, then I won't get that. And
exactly.
What I find is that the key is actually taking the actions that will get you traction towards your goal. And I'm going to give you a good example. I'm not saying push things off your plate forever and never touch them. But if we're our own bosses, we get to choose what's in our life. And we get to choose how many hours we get to work and everything else. So the key is actually just doing the things that are going to actually get us closer to the goals. Can I give one example?
Of course.
Okay. So most of the time I sit down with a client, the first thing I'll say to them is, you know, if they want to grow their business, some of them just want to work mm-hmm. less without losing money. But if they're in a growth place, would you say that, you know, a few of your listeners would actually like to make more money and get more clients?
Hello. Yeah.
Okay. I've never had anyone say, "Oh no, we're not interested in that." Side. Yeah, not for us. So what I have them do is I say, write down your five last ideal clients. So take a look at the people that the ideal clients that you've worked with, you know, could be in the last 3 months, it could be in the last 2 years, but stop and think about those clients that they like, know, and trust you. They're happy to pay you what you're asking for your product or service. The interaction is good. I mean, you want to hug them every time you see them or interact with them. And if you could imagine having your whole business filled with people just like that, those are the ones you're looking for. And what I have people do
that.
Is
I can imagine that.
Right? Okay. So you identify who those people are, the businesses are. And then what I have them do is I have them just take a quick inventory. When you go back and think about them, how did they find out about you?
Oh.
And I have people, and usually what happens is about, you know, of the five, and sometimes people will do a list of 10, usually about 70% of them connected with the people I'm talking to in the same way. So what I usually will hear is, oh, they came in as referrals from existing customers, or oh, they saw our Google ad that we placed, or oh, they came in from, you know, my referral group or something. So as soon as I have people identify where those clients that you actually want are coming from, now it's the easy part. I say the easy part. Easy for me to share with people what the most productive thing is, hard for them to do. So that now I say to them, now I want you to write a list of everything that you're doing for marketing. Okay, most of our lists are supremely long. We have a website that we keep working on. We've got blog posts. We've got newsletters. We've got, you know, we're going out to networking groups. We give speaking events. We've got these advertisements. The list just goes on. We've got a brochure and a flyer and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And what I tell people is now what I want you to focus on, we'll take it at a little tiny, we'll do a little tiny science project. Just try it for 30 days. For 30 days, I want you to focus on only the things that brought you those five ideal clients.
Mm-hmm.
And that might mean for some people, reducing the number of times that they blog post. It might mean reducing the number of ads that they buy on Google Ads. It might be, you know, sometimes you place things far in advance. So, you know, you've bought a year of something and you can't just turn it off. But what I tell people, you're taking time doing those other things. I mean, I talk to people the first time out. They tell me, I say, what do you do? And the first thing is come up with a blog post. And I'll say, when is the last time that you could directly attribute a paying customer to your blog post?
Yeah.
And if you can't, then that's not a perfect fit for your audience.
I want to pause right there, Jennifer, because I have noticed some people's websites don't keep up with their blogs. And the first thing that comes to your mind is like, oh my God, this person is not keeping up with the times, their site is not current. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you could see that they haven't even changed the copyright date on the website, you know, and it's like it's far back. And I say to myself, my gosh, but then maybe too, when I think the other side is that the website isn't the one that's pulling people for them. Some people don't even have a website.
Right.
You know, and so they don't focus on it.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't focus on it at all. Yeah, they may not focus on it, even though it gives you a web presence.
Right. And I think what you just hit on a real key. I mean, for some businesses, I have some clients who their their website is like a brochure that they made 4 years ago. But the majority of the people that they connect with only go to their website if they forget their, you know, the business's phone number or their address,
right,
or what their hours are. And it's, you know, it's just kind of a resource. I'm not saying that you should forevermore stop your marketing efforts. But back to, you know, reclaiming your life, taking your life back. And in this case, we're talking about doing only the things for a 30-day science project. Doing the things that actually will help you get traction towards your goals. This same recipe that I explained to you, you know, look at your top 10, five clients and see where they're coming in. We're just talking about one little piece of the business, marketing. Mm-hmm. Imagine if we had similar approaches in the way that we operate with our time management or, the ways that we actually designate time off or what our personal time or, you know, fun time is. And so what I do with people is I help them kind of look at each aspect of their business and figure out, like I say, let's try it like a science project, and that's how marketing works. You have to kind of try it out for a while, and then you quantify the effects of your actions, and then you keep doing what works, and then you fine-tune the rest. And that's where that's a good first step.
Of course, it is a fantastic first step, and this is something that I also tell people because I coach them into their business, starting an online business and marketing strategy, etc. And one of the things that I say to people, because I do it myself, because at first I was very overwhelmed and you feel you have to do this, and I said, no, this is not feeling right. Something about this is not feeling right. You find that you sacrifice a lot of your productive time by doing, I wouldn't say unproductive things, because it's all marketing, but is it really giving you the traction that you need? So what I decided to do, and I mean, this is justifying what you said, focusing on the things that will really pull in the bigger audience, your ideal client, what it is that you're doing. If it is networking at live face-to-face networking events, then do those. You might have two or three of those a month and you follow up strongly. Or you may say, okay, probably doing like this radio show. They may reach out to people having their own radio show if they were doing that, or probably flyers or something. But, you know, you have to really assess what is giving you the bigger traction. Are you spending most of your time doing unproductive things? So if you're spending time doing the newsletter and the blogs, and I mean, I know myself, it takes a lot of time just to put those blogs together and the newsletter and schedule them and all sorts of things, and you don't even see one comment sometimes. So it's like nobody's seeing it. You're like, oh, my God, why am I continuing to do this? You know, so you have to focus on the things that really pulls for you, even social media, which takes over your life. Some people think, oh, I need to be on Facebook. I need to be on Twitter. Instagram, okay. Pinterest, all right. MySpace, yes. LinkedIn, and you're like, oh, my God, this is crazy. So that point that you made is actually going to give you back your time and help you to focus on your business and help you to attract the right kind of client. Because if it attracted the ones that you got, the 5 to 10 ideal clients, then those are the places you need to spend most of your time.
Exactly, exactly. If we were in person, I would give you a big hug and a high five right now.
I'm hugging you already, sweetie. I'm hugging you virtually. I'm hugging you because let me tell you, I am very key. Yeah, I'm very sensitive, and I get very angry when I don't get my time. And sometimes I just say, you see you laptop, you see you computer, I am dumping you for that day. You're not gonna see me. Don't call me. You're just like, I am not talking to you. Yeah, I am taking a break from you. You see, and so I shut the door.
What happens when you come back?
Oh, I am so renewed. The ideas are rolling in my head. I have to walk with pen and paper everywhere I go.
Because
the ideas are rolling in my head. I get clarity because we have to step away. And you made a point, I think, earlier about people being so engrossed in their business. You can't just be working like a slave in your business. The business has you as a slave. The business is supposed to work for you, not you for the business. Right? And so you must be able to. Right? Even slaves run away in order to try to get away. Right? So we need to try and run away sometimes, run away from the computer, the overwhelm, even from ourselves. Just take a break.
Yeah.
Buy some ice cream. Get a drink.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't do it every day. You don't even have to leave your house. You could say, look, I'm just locking you down, and you curl up with a good book and a glass of wine. You turn off your phone. You don't want to hear from anybody. And you just do that. Whether you fall asleep in the couch, it doesn't matter. That's your day off. You know?
So you've just described what I call a digital detox.
I like that.
Taking a little piece of time and going cold turkey. Rip the Band-Aid off. Just separating yourself from all of the technology and all the demands. And I kind of encourage people, you know, you don't have to throw your computer out the second story window and, you know, take a 2-week vacation. But sometimes just turning things off for 30 minutes. And
your sanity,
a great one.
Your sanity and health. My God, some people are so plugged in, Jennifer. I mean, sometimes you're trying to have an interactive conversation and they're actually on the phone. It is so disrespectful. You know, I mean, where has that gone? People are not talking to people anymore. You're standing right next to them and they're texting you. Oh, no.
Yeah. But let me just say, wrap up this phone call and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Just kidding. But I know
you
what
understand
you're talking
what I'm
about,
saying.
Right?
It's like hell no. That's a hell no.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, that's a hell no, you know, and you're like, my God, I was talking to you, take off the damn phone, you know.
Yeah.
You know, take off the damn phone. But I want to come back to something that you said earlier in the conversation where you mentioned that when you talk to businesses, you ask them what it is that they're looking for. And some of them want to make more money, and not all of them may want to make more money. And I want to really talk about that, because people feel that everything in business is about making the money. And yes, people want to make money. They have to survive. They have to take care of their family. But some may not want, like, a whole lot. Once their expenses are covered, they're okay. Once they're able to, you know, take care of everybody and do the things that they want to do, that's fine. But there are some that want more time. They are time broke, and they want more time to be able to spend the quality time. And some want financial independence. So that is really good. So how do you create that balanced life for businesses if people are looking for financial independence as well as for those who may be time broke and want to get back the time?
Yeah, and I love that saying, time broke. So you kind of asked the good question. You know, why are you in this? We've always heard discover your why. And I try to make things as simple as possible, but you need to actually figure out what is it about being a business owner that's great for me, and take a quick inventory. And, you know, if you can't seem to sit down and, you know, write this in a journal on your own, a great way to do it is if you have a little digital recorder, just talk it out, or have someone else interview you, kind of like we are doing right now, you know, ask you the question, why did you start this business? And what are some of the things that you love about being an entrepreneur or being in business for yourself? And once you really, I say, reclaim the foundation of why you went into that, there's always this balance between money. We all need, you know, until we find somebody that will take, fresh organic vegetables in place of our rent, we need some money. And same thing for the power and the water and all the bills. So most of us need some cash. But then if you hold your two hands out with your palms upright, you know, like little cups holding some water, and you've got the right and left, and you're weighing them out like a scale. And on the one hand, you've got the money. And on the other hand, you've got this something that has value that's equal or greater to the money. And that's what I have people take a look at. Well, you know, the money's awesome. But you know what I really love? I love I love being able to end my day at 3 o'clock so I can go meet my kids and walk them home from school, even if I put in an extra hour or two when they go to bed. And I couldn't do that maybe when I was working for someone else. Maybe that's something that holds value that might be equal or greater to money. And for I'm not going to go into the 20 different reasons, but there's something in there for you, for every person with operating their own business. And what you need to do is kind of think about, if you have enough money to pay your bills, you know, you want to get to that point. We don't want to be struggling or starving or you know, not able to live a comfortable lifestyle. But there's really a point where how much more money do you actually really need when it's when you're talking about quality of life? And I try to help people find that balance for themselves.
Yeah, because even the richest people, they have loads of money, but they can't live on all the money. No. They can only live on 10%. They have to give it away.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, once you kind of identify where that value is, then you can come back and say, okay, I'm gonna take a new look at my schedule, because if I'm the boss, I'm in charge of the schedule, and I'm gonna reinvent. Right. So this is really important. I talk to people about every 6 months, take this little inventory. See if you actually still love what you're doing exactly the way you're doing it. And I personally had some reinvention myself about, I'll say December of last year. So I'll probably do it again in the next 30 days. Am I having fun? Am I getting as much time off as I'd like? Am I, you know, am I feeling in balance? And what everybody does every 6 months is you reinvent. It might be minor, might be a little bit more dramatic, and then recommit. That's the big one. Okay,
I know what it is that I want to do. No, I did that, and I am constantly reevaluating, and sometimes the feeling might just take me suddenly, and I'm like, stop. You know, assess what you're doing. Do you really like this? If you're not getting that passion, that feeling, that love, you know, it means to say something isn't right. And so I can, you know what, I was offering A, B, C, D, E. I am not feeling A, B, C anymore. It's not that if people come to me that I wouldn't do it, but I'm not going to necessarily push it or promote it. People have known me for it. I will still do it, or I could outsource it. I really don't want to take it on. And this is what I've done in my business. I have outsourced the things that I really don't want to take on. So I might bring in the business, or the business might come to me, but I'm not doing it anymore. Right? I want to focus on the one thing. So it has come down to mainly one or two things out of the A, B, C, D, E, F that I am focusing on right now. And some people on the outside may be looking at that, Jennifer, and think, oh, you don't know what you're doing. You can't make up your mind. You claim to be in business. You move from this to that. How could you be doing that? What do you say to people like that who are looking in at you and assuming that you don't know what you're doing?
Well, I hate to say this. It depends who those people are. You know, if it's a business partner or a client, it's probably, you know, a business partner might not be so happy if you're just winging it all the time and you look very scattered, because that's probably not going to be productive for your business. And if it's a client who has the perception that you don't know what you're doing, it's not going to build the trust and the credibility that they need, you know. But I got to take it one step further. If it's your kids or your husband or your wife, and they think, oh my gosh, what the heck are you doing? But you feel good and you're getting the results you want, then you just have to say, honey, give me a big old hug, because look what's happening. Our bank account is fine. We're paying the bills. We're having some fun together. And it might look like I'm a lunatic, but this darn thing works. You know? So
Even if it doesn't, it may be that that particular aspect of your business is really getting more attention. And you decide, you know what? This is the one that I really want to spend more time on and build. So it may be at a point where it's not as big at the time, but you want to spend more time in order to build it, because you realize it is something that people clearly have an interest in.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's just following your heart. That's what we're here to do, follow our heart and have more joy and more fun. And
Life is too short, Jennifer. Life is too short. How do we want to go out when the time comes? Do we want to say complaining, cussing, and fighting? And you know, I mean, please, you know, spend your time being in joy. Spend your time being in joy. You can't take the money. You can't take everything with you. If we could, I mean, that would be great, but we can't, you know.
Yeah,
we're
right?
coming up on the top of the time. We're coming up on the top of the time, and I don't want to forget the giveaway that you're going to be giving to these great people who are listening to us today and who will be listening to the archives of this show. Tell us about this giveaway and how persons can reach you for more information on how to create a balanced life, you know, get more profitable if that's what they're looking for, if they want to get back more time, you know, with their family, their friends, because this is really what we are all looking for, yeah? So tell us about our giveaway.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I run a number of group programs, and the one I want to talk about today is what I call Mission Accomplished, and it is weekly accountability group, and these are small groups of six people or less, so you actually have a little sense of community that you get to know. We take it on a month at a time. We meet once a week for 30 minutes, usually on Mondays or Tuesdays, and during that time, every person on the call gets time to say, here's the goals that I'm going to set out. They get a little bit of feedback from the group. You know, there's usually some check-in to see how did it go last week, and a tip for the week so that we can be re-energized to stay on track. Remember I said take the actions that are going to get you traction towards your goal. That's what Mission Accomplished is all about. It's actually having a community where you can be supported on a weekly basis. And I normally offer this $99 a month. It includes a once a week group. So sometimes there's four and sometimes there's five in a month. And it also includes two other optional get-togethers during the month. One is an opportunity for us to virtually clean our desk or clean our office space at the same time. So we're actually going to carve out a little bit of time to get that done, you know, once a month. And the other is a time where we come together to work on our own unique projects at the very same time, so that you can do those things that were on your to-do list that keep getting pushed out and pushed out and pushed out and procrastinated. You can actually have a time to be held accountable to getting that done. So normally the price for that is $99 a month. And for your listeners, I've got a special for just $59 a month for their first month. And that's going to be good all the way through 2015.
Oh,
and let's see what else.
Where can they get that? Where can they get access?
So you can either call or email or sign up for our newsletter, and you'll get a chance to see that. And then you just need to say that you heard about us from Between the Lines. The telephone number in the United States is area code 805-669-7160. Mm-hmm. Or people can email success. SUCCESS at Zest with a Z, businessconsulting.com. And if you come to your website, maybe you'll see my information up there, and you can sign up for our newsletter if you like.
Wonderful. That sounds fantastic. I love the idea. Yeah. It sounds like a mastermind, you know. It sounds like a mastermind type of thing. I love that. Accountability is always the best thing, because when we're in business by ourselves, we can't be accountable to ourselves. We need somebody else outside to help us.
Yeah.
So that sounds fantastic.
I'm,
yep. I'm getting the 90-second wrap-up, so let me just say a quick thank you to you, Jennifer Martin, for being here. We didn't get to find out if you're married to that sexy guy, Chris Martin, but we're going to get that the we're going to get that the next time. But guys who are listening, I mean, I'm sure you would have walked away with some fantastic tips, and I am going to be doing a blog post on this. You're going to get the great value of the blog post plus the recording and, of course, the giveaway, you know, that Jennifer is offering at a ridiculously low price. Just want to tell you to remember to follow the show. Of course, once you follow the show and like the show, you will get reminders of the upcoming shows. And, of course, listen to all the past episodes. Have fun. Walk away with some great tips. And enjoy the rest of your day and your weekend. Thank you so much, Jennifer. Have a wonderful time.
Thank you. It was great.